who is the Antichrist. God bless you. That was the topic we introduced. And we said a few things. In case you missed it, I'm only going to do a very quick revision this morning so that we can flow together. Last week, we are looking at a topic I said is so much important. So much important to us because it has to do with the reason why Jesus came. It has to do with the reason why we are following him. It has to do with your eternal destination. Praise the Lord. Who is the Antichrist? And who is he? Yes, thank you. It's on the screen. That is the topic. Who is the Antichrist? And we said our anchor scripture for that study is from the book of 1 John, chapter 2, verse 18. I want to do a very quick revision, maybe for just 5 minutes, so that those who were not here present last week can flow together, because it is important that you know the enemy of your soul. This is our anchor scripture. Say, little children, it is the last time, as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now there are many Antichrists. And that last week we were able to tell us the difference between the two kinds of Antichrist mentioned here. Antichrist without S and the Antichrist. We said that the Antichrist, this one without eyes, we said, is a man that in whom the fullness of Satan will dwell after rapture. The physical manifestation. Just like we see Jesus Christ, the express image of God, in whom the fullness of God dwell. That is, there's going to be a man after you and I by his grace. I've gone in the rapture, the time will come, where Satan that have been masquerading himself, that have been deceiving, hiding his identity, is going to incarnate, is going to possess fully a man that will be his full representation. And when you see him, this is the devil himself. Just like Jesus Christ said, when you see me, you see my Father. This one, when you see him, by what he will be doing, you know this is the Satan personified. So we explain that is the Antichrist. And we also explain the Antichrist. We said the Antichrist, the one with S, are the various vessels that Satan himself will be possessing in every age, right from the time he was cast down from heaven. Those various vessels that he will possess to hinder the program of God, right from heaven. See, he will be cast into the lake of fire in the book of Revelation. The various vessels that he will use to oppose or to hinder, say, Antichrist against. To hinder the program of God for mankind. We say that is the Antichrist. So we went further. The next slide. In case you were not around, with this revision, you'll be able to follow us. We have explained this, that the Almighty God, who is a spirit, for the purpose of our restoration and redemption, he had to become man in the person of Jesus Christ to be able to pay the supreme price, shed that blood for the remission of your sin and my sin. But Satan destroyed the first creation, and it is the second creation that God is created through Jesus. Satan too is using Antichrist to hinder it. Let's move to the next slide. Explain all this. We said this battle the battle against our soul. This battle is between God and Satan. Satan is interested in your soul so that you end up your journey, eternal destination in hell. God also is interested in your soul. And that is why he sent his only begotten son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to the cross of Calvary to die for you, to pay the price, and is coming to take you home. Now, he said this battle, right from the very beginning, there have been a prophecy concerning it. We explain this prophecy. We explain it. Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. As you can see on the screen. Immediately after the fall, when God began to pronounce those curses, if you read the last statement, it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. We concluded on this scripture that the bruising the heel there is attacking the progress of the ministry of Jesus. Is to oppose, that is the word anti, is to be against the reason why Jesus Christ came. And this was mentioned right from the Garden of Eden. Praise the Lord. Are we following? Are we following? Okay, right from the very beginning, we explain all this. The next slide, but we move very fast. By God's grace, we pray we conclude this teaching today. Why are we taking this teaching? It's so important. Nobody gets connected to the Bride Assembly Church by accident. None. If you are privileged to be among the fold, the bride, God has something to do in your life. And the primary reason is to prepare you for his soon coming. Jesus is coming back. And he has sent a message to prepare his people for the soon coming of our Savior, our Redeemer. And we are duty bound to expose everything, every spirit, whatsoever that will not allow you to get to your internal destination, whatsoever spirit that want to hinder you from being in the rapture. As a church, as watchmen, we need to expose it so that we will not be careless in your journey to eternal destination. That is the essence. Antichrist are the enemies of your soul to take you to perdition. Christ is a friend of your soul. The battle between Christ, between God and Satan. Christ against Antichrist. Praise the Lord. Okay. The previous slide before this. Okay. Now, with all these scriptures, you can take it down. It will further make it clearer. Now, how is it possible that Satan will possess man whom God created in his image, and use that man to work against God? The man that God created in his image and likeness has been given the commission to replenish the earth, give it the dominion. Now, Satan is possessing him to work against that very God. How is it possible? I said, this is a great mystery that we describe as mystery of iniquity. The next slide. The great mystery that Satan can possess you or possess me until we'll be able to do his bidding. Whatsoever he wants us to do, we do it. How was that possible? He said, this is the great mystery. Satan has an agenda. His agenda is to fill the whole world with wickedness, with evil, because his nature is evil. No wonder it's called devil. Evil is from devil. So that is his desire, to fill the whole world with wickedness. So what was his grand plan? His plan was that if I can crossbreed human beings, you and I, and animals, if you could just crossbreed them, that human being and animal could meet together, then we'll be having half human beings and half animal. And that is what we say it is, the perverted nature of human beings. You and I, as we are standing here, there is a mixture of animal nature in you, in me, that Satan, anytime he wants to carry out an evil assignment, can anoint and do that bidding. That was his grand plan. How? He will be able to possess the vessel and use it to carry out his very desire. And that's what we see in Genesis chapter 6. Let's have Genesis chapter 6, verse 1 to 7. This is his grand plan. How will I carry out this evil except I'm able to get human beings and get animals? Once I crossbreed them, that nature that is produced is no more the true human being. It has a measure of animal. Look at, and it came to pass when man began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them. Verse 2. That the Son of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. We explained this last week. He said the daughters of men are the descendants of Cain, while the sons of God are those that came out from the lineage of Seth. We clarify this. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his day shall be 120 years. Verse 4. And there were giants in the earth in those days. And also, after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. Verse 5. And God saw, this is it, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great. This is what the devil wanted to achieve. Was great in the earth, and that every imagination of his heart was only evil continually. Have you not wondered? God is holy. God is righteous. God is kind. God is love. There is no iniquity with him. And we are supposed children of God. We came from Adam. How come? There is lies, hatred, wickedness, backbiting, gossip, and all the likes. It is from this mystery. Your nature and my nature have been corrupted by that animal nature. This mystery, the revelation of this mystery, what is it supposed to achieve? It's not to just fill our head with knowledge, head knowledge. No. This revelation is to achieve two things. The lessons from understanding the fact that this nature has been perverted is first of all to make you know that on this earth there are two fathers. That there are two fathers. What do I mean? That every human being, as well, the whole world filled with human beings now, that there are two fathers. Fathers, we have God, we also have those that their father is king and is from Satan. Let's read John 8:38 to make it more clearer. Because this knowledge that not everyone that you see that their father is set or God, it will help you to know how to guide your Christianity. If you know the origin you can easily determine the destination. I speak that which, this is Jesus speaking here. I speak that which I have seen with my Father, God. And you did that which you have seen with your Father. Are we seeing two different fathers now? This knowledge, you need it as a Christian. Because a lot of people make decisions based on the decisions other people have made without knowing the origin of that person and without knowing the destination of that person. And they are being influenced by the lifestyle. But if you have this knowledge, you know, you are sure that you are from God. And the life that you live is of God. If you see another thing living contrary to that life, by this mystery, this revelation, you will know that you don't need to copy his lifestyle. All you can do is to pray for him, peradventure. Probably it's a seed of God that is under the influence of tears. And God will do something to change him or her. Praise God. The origin. We are still reading. Two fathers. Say you do. John chapter 8 verse 32. John chapter 8 verse 38. Verse 39 now. This is Jesus speaking here. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said unto them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. The Bible said, by their works, by their fruit, you shall know them. John 10:10 said, the devil comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus has come to give us life and in abundance. By the life that you live, we know your source. We know your father. But now you seek to kill me, a man that has told you the truth which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. If you are a child of God, you cannot plot evil to kill another child of God. If you are a child of God, you will not be planning wickedness. Your God is love. He does not rejoice in iniquity. Two fathers, if you read on, you will. It is clearly seen there that what are they referring to? Say, we were not born of fornication. They know exactly what took place in the Garden of Eden. That Cain is a product of the fornication between what? Serpent and Eve. We are granted as regards this revelation is concerned. That is the mystery of iniquity, which we all know, but popularly known as the doctrine of serpent seed. Two fathers. Like one lesson to be learned from understanding of this mystery is, first of all, know that not everyone you see in the church or out there is of God. As some people, their origin is Cain. And as Cain, they will manifest. It is who? But the thing is, you have to give birth after your kind. Your character will reflect where you come from. It will help you. It helped my own life. That was one of the mystery that helped me immediately I became a Christian. No matter how anointed you are, I don't look at the anointing. I look at your character. Because I know you may be anointed, but yet you are not of God. How will I know? I will not look at you by the signs and wonders that you do, but by the lifestyle. You can't be anointed, and because you are anointed, you are setting traps to your fellow brothers and sisters. It shows that you are not of God. Praise God. The second reason, you know that your nature has been contaminated, has been perverted. Animal nature. What is it to tell you? It is this realization that makes us to know, to submit ourselves for the second birth. What am I saying? Because this nature has been perverted, and it is that reason that makes Jesus Christ to go to the cross of Calvary. That is the mystery of godliness. To that nature, to regenerate it. That nature to be changed. And that is what the work of the Holy Ghost. That is the work of the Holy Ghost. I could remember then how this animal nature, I could remember the experience I cannot forget. It is now that I know I have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I look at the past. This experience makes me to believe this doctrine of serpentry, that this nature here was tampered with. I had my very best friend that were close together. Immediately we finished secondary school. We were looking for a job. We both sought for the job in the local government. And they gave us form to be filled. Praise God. That form is only one. If you make mistake in filling, the job is gone. I got home, I filled my form. In the process of filling, there is a question there that if you do not pay very good attention, you will make mistake. I made a mistake in filling the form, and that was the end. Now, my best friend, what am I supposed to be if I am of God? Was I not supposed to tell him, look at this. Don't make mistakes so that both of us will not lose this job. Praise the Lord. In my heart, I was praying. God, let him make that mistake. So that we, both of us, will lose the job. That nature, is he of God? Is he of God? As I was praying and he got there too, he made the same mistake. He said, oh, immediately he made the same mistake. He said, Sam, I started laughing. I was laughing. I said, but years later, when this heart had been regenerated, when the greatest thing that gives me pleasure is to see people smile, the greatest thing that gives me, that makes me happy is to see that people, particularly the household of God, are happy and they are fulfilling their purpose. It is an experience I know that truly, the first birth, I just shared this experience, you yourself, you look back before you became a Christian, you will know that the animal nature really worked well. The devil really used that to fulfill his wickedness. Was that not wickedness? Seeking for a job, yes, instead of telling him to do the right thing. And that is what Apostle Paul was explaining in Romans chapter 7, verse 15. The good that you wanted to do, can we have it? The good, something in you wants to do good because a part of you are from God, but because that nature has been perverted, that good you cannot do. He said, for that which I do, I allow not. The thing, it was after, later I realized that, oh, this is my friend. Why did I tell him so that we escape that trap? But the nature, it was so strong, prevented me. And it's still happening today. And that is the captivity. Let's read on. Let's read that scripture down to verse. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. What I wanted to do, it is not what you are doing. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the Lord that it is good. Verse 17. Now, then it is no more I that do it, but the sin that dwelleth in me, that animal nature. It always comes to play. And that is the reason, as you are now that say you have come into Christ, if such nature is still manifesting, it is to make you go to Calvary. What the Holy Ghost is giving for is to shake that nature, to regenerate your heart, and to begin to manifest the character of Jesus. He said he has come to give life. No true child of God will gossip another child of God. No true child of God will plot evil. If he still manifests, he runs to the Calvary. And the blood of Jesus Christ is so powerful, it will change it. That is the lesson we learn from the mystery. Understanding the mystery of iniquity. Knowing the origins, that there are two origins. And also, there is need for us to have a second birth. The first birth was destroyed, was contaminated, made us to do the will of devil. The second birth, the new creation, is to help us to live a life according to the nature of our God. If you are a Christian, you manifest righteousness. If you are a Christian, you live holy. You live life. You make others. It will reflect in anything you do. Praise the Lord. So we want to move forward. The next slide. So that is it. The serpent, this is how he achieved it. If you read Genesis chapter 3, verse 6, came to the Eve slept, and the product was Cain and Abel. You know how Cain rose up against Abel and killed Abel. And it's a type. Abel is a type of all those martyrs that died in the second church age. When the Antichrist was killing, we will get there. Killed, and God brought Seth. And through Cain lineage and Seth lineage, there was a marriage. And that marriage, what do we see? You and I, our nature are being contaminated, totally perverted. But thank God, if you read that Romans chapter 7 downward, there is a place that Apostle Paul, who will deliver me from this great captivity? You want to do good? Evil is present to hinder you. And what did he say? He said, thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, who came to die for us, gave us the power. He said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. The Holy Ghost is for you to live a life pleasing before God. And so many other things he has been given for us to do. The next slide. Okay. So, praise God. The essence of the teaching is to expose Satan so that it doesn't hinder us in this, our pilgrimage. So that it does not stop us from getting to our destination. And just as our Almighty God is invisible, if he has different forms, he's omnipresent. He said, heaven is his throne, the earth is his footstool. But anytime he wants to reveal himself, he has different forms. You know, he came to Abraham in form of angel. You know, he appeared even to Joshua in a man. He led the Israelites through the pillar of fire and pillar of cloud. He has various forms. But that same God, for the purpose of redemption, has appeared to us. In whom is he appearing to us? The Lord Jesus Christ. The same way Satan always hides his own identity for he to be able to carry out his evil. So, we want to use his appearance right from heaven to where we want to trace it. So, if you understand how he has moved in the past, and you know how he's moving in the present, you will be well positioned to know his antics and to escape it. That is the essence of this teaching. Let's know how he has moved. What devil masquerade himself? Devil possess somebody and be doing evil. And if you are not spiritual, you will think it is that person doing it. But you will not know. There is a spirit that is making him to do it and wants to cast out that spirit. You notice that you will realize that the person will become will become himself. Praise God. Now let's see how immediately he was cast down. Let's see how he manifested himself as a dragon. Revelation 12:3-4. I'm going to be very fast now. Looking at the appearances of Satan, is the spirit. The Antichrist is a spirit in a vessel. The purpose of hindering the reason why Christ came. That's our divination. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon. Take it back. Thank you. Upon his heads, verse 4. And his tail, this is his first, after he was cast down, as he was coming down, see how we say Antichrist against. See what he's doing here. And he still drew the third part, 1/3 of the host of heaven. Third part of the stars of heaven. And it cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman. We will get to this, where he stood before the woman. But the thing is how many people did he draw down from heaven? 1/3. Of the angels of heaven, he brought them down. This is his first attempt to go against God. Antichrist against God, working against the purpose of God. Let's move to the next slide. Let's move to that slide. After he has been cast down, he has brought down The angels that follow him that acted in rebellion in heaven. The next time we see him, anybody looking at serpents in the Garden of Eden, when he was coming towards Eve, was coming towards that woman, because at this point it was still the woman, you will be thinking it is serpent doing that. Let's read Genesis chapter 3, verse 4. You will know with this revelation that it was not serpent in it himself. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. The word of God that was given to them, that in the day you eat of this fruit, you will die. You think serpent, an upright creature at that point, it was not yet a reptile. It was after the curse, it became a reptile. You think by himself, without anything possessing him, will be able to take the word of God and pervert it? No. Something has entered. So you are looking at serpent, but we know that it was not himself. Satan, like we said, vessels that he's using will enter to fulfill his building, to carry out his program. After he was cast down, he used the serpent. Came to the family of God. He has an agenda. He has an agenda. He cannot just possess Adam like that. He cannot corrupt Adam because Adam has no sin in him. Was innocent. Was created in the image of God. What will he do? Let me bring forth. And let me bring a seed. That is Cain. So Revelation 22. So that we know that what Satan did in the Garden of Eden, it was of the devil. The Satan in him. And he laid hold on the dragon. This is Satan. That old serpent. Which is who? Which is who? Which is who? I think it makes it clearer that the serpent was not doing that. But you, any normal, any person reading with that revelation would think, oh, he just wanted to have carnal knowledge, to enjoy himself. But there is a spirit pushing him to do it, and that spirit is no other spirit than the spirit of Satan, the Antichrist. Praise the Lord. So after he has done what he did, what is the end result? Look at what came forth. What came for the result of that action, the fornication, his agenda. Let's see Cain. Genesis chapter 4. He said, and in process of time, it came to pass that Cain, I just want us to know that not Cain. We are thinking, you will be thinking he's the one. There is a spirit that is making him to rise up against his brother. And this is where we know that with the character that Cain manifested here, we know without any controversy that he is not of God. We know. It's of the evil one. And it's in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. Verse 5. For unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth. Pay attention to that statement. Cain was very wroth, became very angry. And what is the next action? What did he do? He slew. Can God kill? See, we know God is a righteous judge. Before he will kill, you must deserve that judgment. But here, two children, where did he learn it from? The devil. He has possessed him. And this is exactly what he did. This is what he did, even in the church. Killing all the believers. Immediately the church started persecuting them. And before he started killing them, he has seen a seed of God that he will replenish the world, replenish the whole earth, and he doesn't want it to take place. What will he do? He rose up against him and destroyed. Praise God. But can anyone defeat the purpose of God? Can anyone defeat the purpose of God? No. What did God do? another seed was brought forth. Another seed was brought forth. He knew if he killed Seth, God will continue. What did he do? That is when he corrupted that seed. That is what we saw earlier, Genesis chapter 6. That marriage of the daughters of men and the sons of God. That is how the whole earth was filled with wickedness. So, the spirit inspiring Cain to kill Abel is who? Is who? 1 John 3:12. 1 John 3:12, to make it clearer. 1 John 3:12. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one. Who was? And slew his brother, and wherefore slew he him, because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Of who? Of the wicked one. Is he referring to God? No. The spirit making him to do that is Cain. It is Satan. Even when God came down to tell him, do the right thing now, but because of his origin, nothing to receive from God, he did not listen. My brother's keeper, take time and study that scripture from that Genesis 4 up to 9. What is the next time we are seeing him? Let's look at Herod. This one will make you to fear this devil. When he's operating like this, if you are not revelated enough to know his move, you will be fighting shadows. You're thinking you are fighting a real thing. Look at this very way to make it clear. It will help us because most of us, there is a misplacement of priority. There is a misplacement of energy and focus. The greatest enemy we have as predestinated seed of God, eternal beings, it is our focus, is our eternal destination. Everything here will end. All the battles against witches and wizards, against powers of darkness, they are battles against our flesh, and everything end here. But this devil, it is battle against our soul to make us not get to where we came from. Praise God. Now, Herod, when Jesus Christ was born, see what is happening here. We knew. If you read Matthew 2, you don't see that Herod was, when he heard the news that a king has been born, you just saw him very angry. But if you don't search very well, if you don't understand, you will be thinking it is Herod doing that made you to slew all those children from 2 years downward. It's not Herod. It is clearer. Let's read it. Revelation chapter 12, verse 4 to 5. You know that it was not Herod doing that. By the time you read Revelation, you will know that it is the devil is possessing Herod to kill all those children. Praise the Lord. And he still drew the top part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood. Look at it. And the dragon. This is representing the devil here. That is his personified as dragon here. Stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered. We have established that woman is who? We have established that woman is who? Israel. Stood before the woman. The woman which was ready to be delivered, for to devour a child as soon as it was born. Here, is it Herod that is being mentioned? Who? Satan. See the manifestation of this in Matthew 2:16. Anybody reading? That is why you need to know these ways that he moves, so that you will know how to walk. Apostle Paul says, we are not ignorant of the devices of Satan. Satan is so smart. If not for the Holy Ghost, he would have made shipwreck of our faith. Praise God. Look at it. He said, then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and in all the coast thereof from 2 years old. Who did this? I can't hear you. Who did this? Satan. I was taking this study. A man called me and he said he was going for a divorce. I said, what? After 4 children, you and your wife, you even bought a house in an estate. The marriage that was beautiful at the start accidentally became so sour that they don't even want to see each other. I did everything, brother. Your wife that you are seeing as a witch now, that you are seeing as a devil now, both of you bought a house together. Both of you had companies together. You were traveling abroad. Don't you think that there is a spirit making us to act this way? Instead of him to go to camp or begin to pray, to cast out that devil that is making the woman to misbehave, the next thing is he's going for divorce. Because lack of revelation. If he has got the understanding of all this we are showing, that the Satan masquerade himself. And that is why we would not see a revelated leader of prayer and be calling prayer point that, let my uncle die, let my auntie die, let my mother die. It is a revelated prayer point. Because that wish, that wizard, it might be a child of God, but under the wall, under the inspiration of devil, and when you cast out that devil, you will see him become normal. You will see him or her become normal. So it is this revelation. You will not see us die, die. The Bible says in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 16, it says, know no man after the flesh. Time has come for us. Know no demon after the flesh. Tell your neighbor, know no demon after the flesh. That your uncle, that your auntie, that you are seeing is doing evil. It's not him. Go behind, go to your secret place. Fire prayer. Fire prayer. You will see. Praise God. Praise God. That's what we see. Not Herod that was doing that evil. Who was doing it? Satan. The next time, you know, when he could not kill him, we know how God, like we say, nobody can defeat the purpose of God. Nobody. Before he began to massacre those children, where was our Lord Jesus Christ? I'll be taken. You cannot defeat his purpose. Who? They're not born and well. Praise God. As nobody can defeat the purpose of God for our salvation, no power can defeat the purpose of God for your life in the name of Jesus Christ. So the next time we see, he could not kill him at his bed, you know, Matthew 4. Because he came by himself, it is not Antichrist according to our definition. We said the versus. He was the one that came by himself to meet Jesus, to make him to compromise the reason why he came. We are not going to look at it because it is the devil. We are looking at versus from heaven down. We are looking at that devil, the way he has appeared, possessing versus to hinder the program of God. That is what we are looking at. So that is why Matthew 4, how he came to Jesus and gave him those temptations. I skipped it because he came by himself. What we want to identify is see the way he's moving. See the way he's moving. Look beyond that vessel. There is a spirit making him to act that way. Praise God. So the next time we see Judas. In fact, it is during this study I understood better that Judas is not a serpent seed. Judas is not a serpent seed. You know why? I compared Cain and Judas. When God came to Cain to correct his error, to do the right thing, what did he do? Did he listen? Did he listen? Nothing in him can make him receive from God. But what of Judas? It was by himself. Praise God. I'm shouting. When it came to the turn of Judas,
It was by himself. It will take a child of God. That is how we know the descendant of Cain and true children of God. There have been a mixture. It is bound to be mistakes. But when a child of God receives correction, or is corrected, you will see adjustment. But when you see those from Cain, instead of taking correction, what do? They were stronger in their iniquities. That's, I believe it is. Before, and they call him son of perdition. They call him a man from air and all this. It is because of this study. If Judas, after he has realized his error, his mistake, repented by himself. Repented by himself. That is a clear evidence. It's not a serpent seed. It's not a serpent seed. It just acted. It was possessed. Which you and I can be. You can be Peter. Peter, it could have been Peter. But somebody must fulfill that role. It just happens that it was him. So Judas is not a serpent seed. It's not a serpent seed. For one reason that he repented, the money given to him, he even threw it away to realize that he was. Okay, let's read it. Say he entered him. Let's read it. When Jesus at thought said, he was troubled in spirit and testified, and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. Then the disciples look one on another, doubting of whom he spake. Oh, nobody. If God does not grant you understanding to know who Antichrist is, it's not easy. It is by direct revelation of the Holy Ghost. Then now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom, one of his disciples, whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him, this one that was lining up on Jesus, that he should ask who it should be of whom he spake. That one that will be that one that will be the Antichrist. He then lying on Jesus' breast said unto him, Lord, who is it? The next verse. Jesus answered, he it is, to whom I shall give a sup. That is the one that shall give the bread. I put in his mouth. When I have dipped it, and when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. Verse 27. Look at it here. Please, if what I have been saying so far did not make sense, this one, it should make sense now. It should what? Make sense now. We are talking about devil possessing a vessel and use that vessel to work against the program of God. Is that not what we have been talking about? The Antichrist. Everything after the Satan has entered Judas, he became another man. He became who? The same way when God entered you by the Holy Ghost, you don't become an ordinary person anymore. Your taste, your life, everything about you will change. It will definitely change. Everything that Judas was doing here, it is by the inspiration, it is by the dictate of that Satan. Praise God. So who betrayed Jesus? Who betrayed Jesus? God bless you. Praise God. The next slide. Now, he betrayed him, and at the end of the day, he killed that spirit that killed Jesus. You know, before he was killed, you know, he gave a prophecy. He gave a prophecy about that same spirit. The spirit that entered, the Satan that entered Judas, that betrayed him. There were those people too. They were persecuting him, trying to hinder the reason why he came. It is that same spirit that was inside the Jews, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, that finally killed Jesus. But little did they know, this our God is so, he's so sweet. Because his ways are not our ways. Devil thought that he's killing Jesus Christ. He has what? Fulfilled. He has achieved his agenda. He thought his mission is concluded. That he will now continue his wickedness and everything reigning on earth. On the third day, what happened? The resurrection of Jesus Christ is a great blow to the devil. Because what Jesus Christ started, his spirit coming to the church. What did Jesus Christ come for? The salvation of your soul and my soul. The church that he planted will continue the works that Jesus Christ started. He did not know that it is one Jesus that died, that there will be many Jesuses that will come after this resurrection. He thought, and that was how God gave him another blow. And Jesus Christ said in Matthew 16, verse 18, he knew what will come after he has ascended. Matthew 16, 18. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail. What are these gates of hell? They are the same Antichrist spirit that was in those Sadducees and Pharisees that killed him. This same spirit will be loosed against the church. Will be loosed against the church, and that is what we want to look at. The Antichrist in the church of Christ. Christ saw it, that they will come. He prepared even their mind. And it came. Did they come? Did they come? Now we are exposing Antichrist. Now, who killed Stephen? Who killed Stephen? By what you have learned? Who killed Stephen? I revelated now. Clap your hands for yourself. It's no more. It is that same spirit. It is that same spirit that came and was when the disciples began the work that Jesus Christ started preaching up and down. If you read the book of Acts of Apostles, if you read chapter 4, we are going to this, because this one is what we have been saying before did not really have much, it is relevant to our faith. But where we are going to learn this more, it is this one in the church. And I don't want to rush it. I want us to take it gradually, because it will help you to know that in the church, it's not everybody that you see are the true seed, not all. That in the church there are tares, there are what? There are also wheat. And we'll be able to expose the anointing, what devil is using. His way is to deceive. We are going to learn a whole lot from here. The Antichrist, how it has moved from the first church even to this last church age. Devil is working over time. He's working over time. And his own aim, his primary purpose, is not that you will not buy cars, is not marry. His major objective is to see that you and I, true children of God, did not get to our destination. But I pray that the Almighty God will give us grace to run this race and get to our destination in the name of Jesus Christ. By God's grace, we shall continue next week. Thank you.
You have been blessed. Put your hands together for our God. Just put your hands together for him. If you like, sit down and clap. If you like, stand up and clap. Any position you like, just make sure you are clapping for this blessing. He's blessing us this morning.